Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Messner Ranch, they've got the oldest annual production sale in the state, and it's coming up on February 4th at the ranch in Slapout, Oklahoma. The sale starts at 12:30, featuring 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, plus 80 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. Request a catalog at dvauction.com, or for more information, contact Milton at 580-273-9494, or call Van at 580-552-1555. That's the Messner Ranch production sale, February 4th. We'll see you there.
Two key players for agriculture when it comes to the Trump administration, Scott Pruitt for EPA Administrator and Sonny Perdue for U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, are just getting started in the confirmation process. Scott Pruitt has been, of course, nominated by President Trump. He's gone through his confirmation hearing before the Environment and Public Works Committee, still waiting on a vote out of that committee and then a confirmation vote on the floor of the U.S. Senate. Sonny Perdue is one step further back. He's yet to have a hearing before the Senate Agriculture Committee, that, of course, chaired by Pat Roberts of Kansas. Then, of course, a vote out of that committee and then a confirmation vote on the floor of the Senate. In both cases, they are expected to win confirmation to their respective post. In that EPW hearing this last week, Scott Pruitt, who, of course, is the attorney general from the state of Oklahoma, defended his attack on WOTUS, the Waters of the U.S. Rule of the EPA, as attorney general, saying it's a big overreach compared to what the underlying Clean Water Act actually says.
But I think the role of the EPA, prospectively, is to seek to provide clarity on what the true definition, what the best definition is with respect to waters of the United States. As you know, there's much flexibility and discretion there given to the EPA in a series of cases that lead up to the Rapanos decision that haven't provided a tremendous amount of clarity. The best thing the EPA can do going forward is to reestablish that clarity so that states and individuals know what's expected of them in compliance.
Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt at his EPW hearing to be the EPA administrator in the Trump administration. American Farm Bureau offering two thumbs up for bipartisan legislation that's been dropped into the hopper in both the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate that would repeal the federal estate tax. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval says the bills are needed because farm and ranch families continue to face challenges to passing their family businesses down to the next generation. The Death Tax Repeal Act of 2017 has been introduced this week in the House by Congresswoman Kristi Noem out of South Dakota and Congressman Sanford Bishop out of Georgia. Senator John Thune of South Dakota has introduced a companion bill in the Senate. Duval says that farmers and ranchers face a number of factors that are unpredictable and beyond their control, from changing weather to fluctuating markets. These family-run businesses need a tax code that encourages investment rather than the one that punishes their success. We believe that the repeal of the estate tax offers the best solution to protect farms, ranches, and all family-owned businesses from the estate tax. During the presidential campaign, Donald Trump expressed his desire to repeal the death tax, so it looks like Congress and the White House may be seen eye to eye on this. You've got farm news on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, the next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Thursday, January 26th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Sale time is at 8 a.m. Central Time, 23,000 head to sell, 8,800 yearling steers, 4,300 yearling heifers, and 9,300 weaned calves. For information about these lots of cattle that'll be selling, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them at 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock. That's your farm news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.